Welcome to the Wealth with Purpose podcast, where people come to learn what the Bible says about money, wealth, and business. Be inspired by some of the greatest Christian thinkers and commentators from around the planet. Enjoy this episode with your host, Alex Cook.
My guest today is Alex Cook, the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose. And today we are talking about navigating financial challenges that come our way. Alex, thanks so much for your time again today.
My pleasure, Shane.
Now, first of all, Alex, what are the most common financial challenges?
Yeah, look, I'm sure listeners probably can relate to some of these, you know, common ones. One is obviously job loss. You know, Australia, luckily for the last few years, has had very low unemployment, but it looks like this year unemployment is going to start to rise. We've got a lot of, obviously, immigrants coming in, so there's a lot of supply of labour coming in. And because of higher interest rate costs, you know, a lot of businesses are finding it tougher now. And so job loss is probably something we can see into the future that's likely to start occurring more. A very common one, unfortunately, in our society, of course, is divorce. You know, what, 40% or plus of the population get divorced, and that can lead to, you know, financial complication. You know, you go from a household where expenses were shared to now two separate households. So obviously costs generally increase through that. Sometimes situations occur because of poor health. You know, life's unexpected events. You know, last year, for example, in our financial planning business, we had quite a few insurance claims, you know, people getting cancer and things like that. And so poor health can be something that causes financial challenges. So yeah, they're just some of them. But look, of course, there are many things that come along unexpectedly and impact us and impact our families.
Alex Cook is my guest today, the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose. We're talking about navigating financial challenges that come our way. So, Alex, what are some of the causes of this?
Yeah, of course. Well, some of those ones I've described, like job loss and divorce, some of those things are just unexpected that they come along and, you know, through a series of life events that we have no control over. But there are ones that can occur because of things that we haven't done well. So probably the most classic one, I think, in Australia is just the common one of living beyond our means. You know, we spend more than we earn. In fact, there's been periods in Australia's history where basically people are spending more than what's coming in as a society, and that's how Australia's got into such a you know, high level of debt that it has. Another thing that can cause financial challenges is lack of emergency funds. So, for example, if someone goes through job loss, which obviously is a common thing, and many of us will experience job loss at some stage in our life, whether it's redundancy or being fired or anything like that, that job loss doesn't need to be a particular big financial challenge. In fact, it can, if anything, it can lead to opportunities and new jobs and new things that got new direction that God wants to take us in. But having a lack of emergency funds can cause huge financial pressure, and it, you know, it causes marriage problems and all sorts of things because of that lack of emergency money. So that to me is a really common one. And the last one I think that I see the most of that leads to financial challenges is just procrastinating. A lot of people put off their finances into the future. So, you know, when they're in their 20s, 30s and 40s, often they're focused on raising families and paying off their home loan, which is fine, that they're all important things. But often they delay the real thinking through of the issues until they're in their 50s. In fact, the most common age people come and see me as a financial advisor is around 55. That's probably the most common age. So in other words, people defer a lot of these things into the future, and that can cause financial challenges in the future, such as lack of money for retirement. Whilst I don't believe in retirement in the conventional sense than the way that Aussies mean it, I do think we still need to prepare for it financially, because you just don't know what's going to come your way, whether it's health issues and things like that, which take you out of the workforce. So yeah, I think the big issue here is making sure you're prepared. And that's the key thing to avoid. A lot of financial challenges can be avoided through proper planning. So important to think through.
Absolutely. So, Alex, how can we prepare for these financial challenges that come our way?
Yeah, so look, I simply say to people, you can think offensively and defensively. So defensively is sort of about, I know it sounds like negative, but it's about preparing for the worst, right? So defensive strategy might be things like having an emergency fund. So if you lose your job or you're unable to work due to poor health, you've got an emergency fund in place. That's a defensive strategy. Another one, particularly relevant at the moment, you know, with the rise of artificial intelligence, is maybe having an alternative career plan. You know, these days, you know, 50 years ago, people often were just in one job for a lifetime. These days, people often have multiple jobs and multiple careers in their lifetime. And I think with the way technology is going, it's quite possible that the career you started your adult life in is not the same career you'll have at the end of your working life. So having an alternative career plan is a defensive strategy. And many people, you know, feel God's leading them in a new direction anyway. Another defensive strategy will be things like making sure you've got appropriate insurances in place for the unexpected life events that come along. You know, sometimes our spouse or us, we might die prematurely, or, you know, we have a car accident. You know, all these things require insurance. So having insurance in place is a defensive strategy, but a very important one to have. Honestly, insurance is a funny one because it's what I call a grudge purchase. When people are more than happy to go and see a mortgage broker and borrow as much money as they can, that's a desire purchase, if you like. But when it comes to dealing with insurance, it's a grudge purchase because they kind of think, oh, it's an expense and will I ever need it? But honestly, having insurance is the ultimate blessing if something goes wrong. Because I see this with clients, you know, regularly. If something happens like cancer or, you know, stroke or any of these kind of events that happen, having insurance in place prepares and sets up the family in such a powerful way to make sure that their life can continue uninterrupted rather than fall into poverty. So it's very important. Once again, another defensive strategy is diversification. You know, if we think about, you know, the topsy-turvy world and the housing market and the stock market and the rise and fall of all these assets, the Bible talks very clearly about the need to diversify. You know, one of my favourite passages, Ecclesiastes 11:2, says, invest in seven ventures, yes, in eight, because you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. So it's really a powerful one. But the other one, so that's the defensive side, but there's a positive side too, and that's the forward planning through offensive strategies. So saving for the future, you know, try and save 10% of your income at least for the future. Have very simple and clear, achievable goals that you can work towards. That's been offensive, you know, planning for your kids' education, planning for your retirement, all those things are offensive. And of course, other things like becoming financially literate, so you can learn how to invest, you can learn how to be a good steward with money. There's lots of good Christian money books that will help you to learn how to manage money well. And so they're the offensive strategy. So I think there's lots of good little things we can do to prepare and prevent many financial challenges.
That is so good. My guest today is Alex Cook, the CEO and founder of Wealth With Purpose. And today we're talking about navigating financial challenges that come our way. So, Alex, what is the spiritual dimension to financial challenges?
Yeah, look, often we tend to think of financial challenges as a negative. We tend to think, oh, this is making my life hard, it's difficult and so forth. But I often think God allows these challenges into our life to expose our hearts. And he's not exposing our hearts for his benefit because he knows what we're like already. He doesn't need to. But he exposes our hearts to us so that we can see what we're like. Because it's often not until we're under pressure that the real us, you know, shines through. And that's when, you know, the reality sets in. And so God often allows challenges to come into our life to expose to us what we're like so we can change. And also because he wants us to draw on him. He wants us to trust in him. He wants us to go to him for, you know, for our provision, as opposed to thinking about the world as our source of provision and as our job. God may provide to us through worldly means. You know, he may give us a job. He may give us, you know, financial provision in some way. But ultimately, it's him that makes that provision. So during tough times, it's often a great chance to draw closer to God. And the reality is that God is far more interested in our character than he is in our finances. So he often uses our finances to improve our character. Part of this life and growing in Christ and becoming more Christ-like is improving our character. And often our finances can expose parts of our character that need a bit of work. And so God will often use financial challenges to do exactly that. And often, as I say, we often see financial challenges when we're in them as a negative. But when we review them in hindsight, they're often a blessing. They're often fabulous learning opportunities and often take us into far better places than we were before. And so to me, if you're listening to this and you are going under financial pressure, you know, you're under financial pressure at the moment, you feel those challenges, the question to ask yourself is, you know, what is God trying to teach me at this time? And what's he trying to show me? Because God loves you and has good plans for you. And the question is, what's he trying to show you about what changes you need to make in your life and your circumstances that are going to really help you and your family and build his kingdom? That's the question, you know, we should be asking ourselves when we face financial challenges.
Oh, that is so much in this, Alex. I'm really glad we had this discussion. And finally, Alex, how can Wealth with Purpose help?
Yeah, well, look, we love helping people with the spiritual side of money as well as obviously the practical side of it. So just encourage listeners to jump onto wealthwithpurpose.com, where there's lots of resources there to really get you started on this journey, thinking through finances from a biblical perspective. And yeah, we'd love to help as many people as possible. So jump on wealthwithpurpose.com.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Alex.
Thanks for tuning into the Wealth with Purpose podcast. For more great biblical wisdom and free resources, please visit www.wealthwithpurpose.com.